I'm going to start the Mishnah again, and I'm going to learn that Rush again. Now everybody got this extra copy of Rush that'll make it possible to see all the pshatim that the Rush has in this Gemara. So this will make life a lot simpler for me and for everybody else as we go through this Gemara.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you,
Mark. He didn't have one.
You don't have one? Did he print enough copies? Okay, I'm sorry. I thought he printed enough copies. It's vital. Okay. Hareini Nazir L'Shiei Ben. I'm reading the Mishnah. A person says he's a Nazir when he has a son, a Nazir Me'ayim. And he also said he's a Nazir when he has 100 days. Now, whether that order has to be that way or not will be a Machloikas, two Pshatim in the Rush. V'Noilu Le'Ben Achivim, and the son was born before 70, which means that the first one, if he continued with the 100, it would finish either simultaneously or before the one of his son. Right? It would finish, and therefore, this mission is telling me, according to the first shot in the Rush, either way you learn in the Rush, whether it has to be Nazir Ben first or doesn't make a difference, Lehifsid Klum. He can count them simultaneously. Now, there will be a new shot in the Rush that you'll need your paper for, because that'll be a whole different shot. The Mishnah that doesn't exist in the regular Rush, the Eisvahad put it in, again, comes from the Sheet of Mukhabetzis, and Reb Feitel was kind enough to print it out for everybody. What? Oh, I'm sorry. Reb Feitel and Reb Baruch Moshe together made it possible. Thank you. La'acha Shivim, Saiser Shivim. Now, the Rush takes out Shivim. La'acha Shivim, Saiser. What that will mean, we will see in the Rush. She'ain taglachas fachas mishleishim yoim. There's no taglachas less than 30 days. Okay? Let us see the Rush. Zog the Rush. Again, I'm going to try to take this Rush slowly. It's a long Rush. And there's two pshatim and then a third pshat. Meaning.
Is the Rush on our paper?
No.
Your Gimel Amid Beis, for those who don't have Eiz V'Hadar, it's on your Gimel Amid Beis. Hareini Nazir Shili Ben, V'Nazir Kuf Yayim. Okay. Kibbul Olav Naziris Shalamid Yayim Zog Teresh. The guy accepted upon himself a Naziris of 30 days, Kishivolid Le Ben, when he has a son. V'Oid Kibbul Olav Naziris Shal Kuf Yayim, and besides that he accepted a Naziris of 100 days. Neither like Ben at Shivim Yoim Le Hipsit Klum. Zog the Rush. Kivin Shanisharu Minaziris Kuf Yoim. Since from the Naziris of 100 days, Lamed, there's at least 30 left. It can be more than 30 left. Anything till 70. But there's at least 30 left from his Naziris, right? The Shomu Yimei Naziris Benoi Bahadi Nizurasai. That means if you start his son's Naziris, it would finish together with his Naziris, meaning not that it would end necessarily on the same day, but it would end during his Naziris. The 30 of his son would be encompassed in his Naziris in the days, in the number of days. If the son is born before 70, it's the same. Now here the Rosh is saying something that he will bring Rabbeinu Tam that argues on. That it makes no difference whether he said first son, then 100 days, or first 100 days and then son. Because since they can work together, and one doesn't extend, the second one doesn't extend beyond the first one, therefore they can count simultaneous. So the Rosh is saying it makes no difference whether he first said 100 days, then he said Kishiyili Ben, or if he said Kishiyili Ben and then said 100 days. The bottom line is, since the kid's 30 days will be totally absorbed within his 100, therefore he can count them simultaneously.
I don't understand. If you say he says first 100 first, how is it absorbed? He does 100, then 30.
So the Rush is saying in this shot, again, we have to let the Rush talk, and then we have to understand what he means. The Rush is saying in this shot that it doesn't make a difference, even though, he said 100 first, and then he said his kid. What he means to say is that if the kid is absorbed within the 100, it should count for both at the same time. That's what the Rush is saying. Again, Rabbi Nutan will argue on this. That's why we're learning this, so we can see all the opinions. Yes?
To contrast this, what was the case
where we said they have to be put on par.
That was the case when they don't fit together. There is a nuzzer of 30 and a nuzzer of 30.
But he said first...
Makes no difference. But he said the son, which forces him to stop his. But his, the sons will continue past his 30 days.
I'm saying the previous mission I'm going
to... Right.
It was only because it was a 30 and then a 30 because of, and then son he said first. So yeah, it must break or pause.
Correct. Correct. This is not that way. This is 100, which allows an absorption.
But had he said first and then his child's, what would...
He would have finished his 30, done the taglachas, then done his child.
And even though it's like 30 days or whatever, 28, 25 days after the child was born, he could do it. In other words, he has to finish his first.
Yes.
And then when he said, because he said...
Correct. Son, correct.
He would pause it. He would wait.
Correct. The La'ilim she'ashlam b'nei b'nai li'as mevlo'im b'taychim menin z'rusab, if his sons can be absorbed within his 100 days, ein tzarech limnes min yanacha b'shul b'nai. So the Rosh saying clearly according to this shot, that even though he said 100 first, and then his son, but if his son can be absorbed in the 100, it works. V'hod amrin and I in the last Mishnah, we didn't go that way. It said, "Ireni nazir and nazir shele ben the minus shteyem." He had to do his first. That's haynu mishum loy shalom mukiyadadi. That's because they're not absorbed. That's because he said his first, and then his son was born, and his son extends beyond his 30 days, so they can't work together. Whereas here, it can be absorbed totally in the 100 days. So what the Rosh is saying is that this guy, since his son's naziris can be absorbed in the 100, it makes no difference whether he had to stop for his sons. Or if he didn't have to stop for his sons, included in the 100 can be the 30 of his son. That's what the Rosh is saying. You look about whether the whole 30 is absorbed in his 100.
The completion
can be together.
Or absorbed.
Means one, the second one extends beyond the first one. That's what it means. That means the second one absorbed. Avol, im noilu leibem b'yayim rishin leminyan nizurasai. Let's say he had said, "Ireni nazir, ireni nazir shili bad," and the son was born that very day. So his son and his finished the same day. Because 30 and 30 is the same 30. So then, minyan echad paitrishteya. This is the Rosh's first shot. The Rosh is saying a chiddush. That in a case when the guy said, "Ireni nazir shili bad," 30 and 30, and the son is born the same day as he said, Ireni Nazir, they both can work simultaneously. Because the second one doesn't extend beyond the first one.
Now, it still doesn't matter which order he said.
That's what the Rosh is saying. Exactly what the Rosh is saying. That it has to do with the fact that one can be absorbed within the other. If, however, the second one extends beyond the first one, so then it can't work together. That's what the Rosh is saying. It doesn't make a difference how his order was, as long as the second one and the first one can be absorbed within the first one, or the first one within the second one, but totally absorbed, right, then it's fine. Rabbeinu Tam Perich, Rabbeinu Tam argues on this. He holds there's a difference in the order. He holds that when the guy said, Ireni Nazir, Dr. Harris asked, when he said, Ireni Nazir 100 days, and then Ireni Nazir Shili Ben, he should have to finish his 100 before he does his Ben. Just like in last Mishnah, we said, Ireni Nazir Shili Ben, he does his Naziris first and then does his sons. Right? He did his first, that means finish yours and then you'll do your sons. Even if you do 100, even if it's absorbed. That's what Rabbeinu Tam says. That no, that what the Rosh said before, it makes no difference which order. Rabbeinu Tam says it does make a difference which order. Rabbeinu Tam Perish, the Dav Kareni Nazir Shili Ben V'Nazir Kuf Yoyim, Hu Damin Aloy Yifted Klum. It's only if he put his sons first. Mishum Demiyak Shinoy Aloy Ben, as soon as he had a son, Tzarech Lahavzik Nazirutzai, he has to stop, V'Lim Nais Nazir Is B'nai, and to count his sons. Hilkach Aysim Minyan Aylo Gam Laminyan Kuf. Therefore, since he has to stop and do his sons, and his sons is totally absorbed in his 100, the fact that he has to stop and start allows for absorption. Since he doesn't have to stop, because his 100 was first, the second one doesn't kick in. So Rabbeinu Tam disagrees with the first shot. He holds order is very significant here, that it's only because he had to stop his and do his son's, and his son's is totally absorbed in his, that we allow him to count him simultaneous. But in the case when he had to do his and then his son's, why stop yours? Just do your whole thing and then do your son's. V'hachi mistabra tvei. Dr. Rush, this is the one that makes more sense. V'hachi mistabra. The hafsukah shetarach lahafsik. V'remesh ha'ilam l'kan l'kan. That the stop that he has to do is what causes that it can work simultaneous. Why? Shin, what is shin? Here. Avohecha, he adds words. I don't know if you have these. Avohecha de kibu nazir shalai betchila, ain oila lakan alakan. But if he kept his first, doesn't count. Why? Dam kibu lahov nazir shalai betchayim, ush nazir shalkof yayim. What if he would have said he's a nazir for 30 and then a nazir for 100? What would be the halacha? Would we say that the 30 goes into the 100? A guy would say he's a nazir for 30. No kid. A guy said he's a nazir for 30, and then he said he's a nazir for 100. We would say, Tarklim Nishneya. He has to do the 30 and then do the 100. Well, I mean, the Metchiloi B'dayit Raklias Nazir Lavajayim. We don't say he meant 30, Veshuv Nimnachlias Nazir Kufyayim, and then said, no, 100 instead of 30. Avo, right, so Shimavloam Alamad B'tachakuf, but he wanted it to be absorbed. Why not? Why don't we say that too? Why don't we say when the guy said he's a nazir 30 and then he says a nazir 100, since the 30 is absorbed in the 100, he can count both at the same time. We don't say that. It's two separate naziris. There's a 30 and there's a 100.
The very times agreeing
if the first son is first, it's different. So we see Almadavka Hafsukah Geremes. It's the Hafsukah that causes this. Now. What?
That also was
there. No, because there's no hafsaka. He doesn't have to stop. The only thing that makes the guy stop is because his son was first.
And he got born somewhere in the middle.
Yes. Again, is his son first? Or was he first?
He was first.
Makes no difference because he didn't have to stop. Since he didn't have to stop, they don't count together. It's because he stopped his and started his son's that we allow to have law. That's what Rabbeinu Tam says.
But can they ever start together? If he says...
According to Rabbeinu Tam, if the kid's born on that very day, he would have to count two. There's no stop. I don't know, you can clear. He started his at 9 a.m. and his son was born at 3 p.m., so he stopped. Is that called a stop on the very same day? I don't know. You can clear. I don't know. I'm not going to comment. I don't know.
If he says son first, does everyone agree just do 100 and
if the 30 end was in the 100, if it's absorbed.
It's absorbed, and then you just bring two sets of kabbalas.
That's not question. For sure, two sets of kabbalas. Now, let's continue in the rush. I don't know what you fellas have. At this point, I think you still have it. Do you have that? Maybe you don't have that. Maybe that's in the edition. Do you have Laka Shivim Yaim?
No. We have it.
Sorry, sir? Maybe it's on your dollar amount. I'm Tazwab Manal. Laka Shivim Yaim. Probably not a Tez Bava Manala. Haki Gassina? Fine, okay. So that where is it on what that where is it on that page?
Fourth line.
Okay. Haki Gassina. Vaka Shivim Saiser. Shain Taglakat Pakat Mishloishim Yaim. Vulai Gassina Saiser at Shivim. Like there's a gears in the Mishnah Saiser Shivim. The rest said that doesn't make any sense. Vaki Prushai. Saisu is a minion of Asid Lavai, Shaina Idol, Latashlan, and Jerusalem. it cancels that he can't absorb. Since the kid's born after 30, 70, the kid's 30 will expand beyond 100, so he can't count those days towards his 100. Then he has to finish his 100 days. And since they're not absorbed, period. That's the pshat according to this two pshatim in the Rush, which, by the way, the only difference in the Rush and Rabbeinu Tam so far was the order. But the very pshat that you can count simultaneous, both agreed to. Question was when you can count simultaneous. But whether you learned like Rabbeinu Tam or you learned like the Rush, the chiddush of this Mishnah is you can do simultaneous Naziris. If they're absorbed, you can do simultaneous Naziris. The first shot in the Rush learned it didn't make a difference the order. Rabbeinu Tam said it did make a difference the order. But the bottom line is, the shot said that you can have the Naziris absorbed.
The doctor says, in Kurbanos ones?
Two Kurbanos. Two separate Naziris. Now, that's the shot that the Rush said till now. Zuck the Rush Vikashili. I got a problem with this shot. First of all, that means when he's born after 70 days, let's take that part of the Mishnah, it's a Saiser. So this chat learns what a Saiser means. Saiser means that you can't count them simultaneously, and when you finish your sons, you got to continue yours, right? Because you have to continue yours, because you haven't finished yours, right? Zokderash, Bekashali. Hai Lishna, She'en Taglachas, P'chusim Adam Yoyim. When do you say that Taglachas is 30 days? That's when you finish your Naziris. And since you finish your Naziris, then you need 30 days for a haircut. But over here, the Rush is operating with the pshat that you don't take a haircut right now after the sons. You continue. See, you don't need 30 days now. You'll have hair of 30 days. Why does the Mishnah end that you need a haircut every 30? You have to have a haircut after 30 days.
Because you cut your hair after
your son. Yeah, but that Rush had a shot before it. You don't touch it. That was a Machlokes Stup Shatim in the Rush back on Yudalim, Yud Gimel Amud Beis.
It makes sense.
Right, but that's what he just said. Well, Galilee the Maimer, Shay Naziris, Chusim Elamajayim. He should have said that Naziris needs 30 days, and therefore your son's Naziris needed 30 days, and that overload goes beyond, therefore you can't absorb. Why does the Mishnah talk about Taglachas as if the problem is the haircut? The haircut's not the problem. The problem is, let me say it again. Let me reword the question. Why can't you absorb if it goes beyond? Let's say the kid's born on day 80. Right. So you switch to your kids, and you go 30. Why can't that take care of the 100?
Because you need a haircut then.
One second. I'll take a haircut. First of all, it's my colleague. We take a haircut. Can I finish again? Let's try again. The kid's born on day 80. You stop and you do your kids, according to the Rabbeinu Tam. You stop, you do your kids. Your kids end at day 110. Why can't you say that it's absorbed? Why can't you say that you're a yaitza both? They don't end together. So the problem is, because the son's Naziris is at least 30 days, and it doesn't end together. But the haircut's not a problem. It's not that it can't work because the haircut's a problem. The Mishnah is trying to tell me, what is the difference if the kid's born on day 70 or day 80? The Mishnah should say, because the day 80 needs another 30 and they don't end within each other. It needs 30 from 80 for the son. And that ends at 110, and that's not within the 100. That's what the Mishnah should say. It's not the haircut that causes that it can't be absorbed. It's the fact that the Naziris is 30 days. Because when the kid's born on day 80, you start the kids, and the kids goes to 110, therefore, you can't absorb them. It's not a haircut problem. It's an absorption problem. So the Mishnah should have said that if it's born after 70, Naziris has to go 30 days, which will go beyond 100, and that makes a problem. The Mishnah doesn't say Naziris. The Mishnah says haircut needs 30 days. Haircut, there's no haircut problem here. If you start, what happens if the kid's born on day 70? Like the rush, the reason it's not absorbed is not because of haircut. The reason it's not absorbed is because the kid's Naziris is 30 days.
Could you possibly entertain that we're talking about the haircut of the first 100
years? Like, why isn't it absorbed? The Mishnah is contrasting. In the first case, it's absorbed. In the second case, it's not absorbed. Why not? Look, the rush, venerally lefarish. And here comes the second shot of the rush. A whole new shot in the Mishnah. Now again, I was going to skip this. But the reason I'm doing it is the rush refers back to it as we go along in the Gemara. Venerally lefarish. Hareini nazik shili ben, venazir me'ayayim, nazilay ben achivim, loy hifzit klum. This is the Mishnah, he just quoted the words. Min aminyan shemana. All it means is that his count up to 70 worked perfectly. And after he finishes his kid, he finishes his 100. Nothing is absorbed. There are no simultaneous Nazirisim. This whole shot of simultaneous Nazirisim, the rush dismisses. All the Mishnah is saying is, if the kid's before 70, you'll do the 30 of your kid, and then you'll continue your Naziris. You won't have to do any extra days. You know why you won't have to do any extra days? Because you have 30 left. You have at least 30 left of your Naziris. You said 100. The kid was born day 40, so you did 40 days. And then after the kid's 30, you'll go back to yours. You have more than 30 days. So there's no reason to add days. It won't overlap. It won't be simultaneous. There's no simultaneous Naziris. You're going to count yours. You're going to count your kids. And they're never the twain shall meet. What happens is that you're going to stop yours, you're going to do your kid because you said your kid first, and you're going to finish your kid and go back to yours. But you don't have to do extra days because you have 30 days left.
If you did 40,
you have to do 60.
30 and 60.
Exactly. Mashiach came if the kid's born on day 80. So then you're going to have to do your kid's 30. All you have is 20. 20 is not enough for a haircut. So therefore you have to do 30. That means you lose 10 days. You have to add 10 days to your Naziris. That's what the Mishnah is saying. That's the haircut. So the Mishnah is not talking about simultaneous Naziris. All the Mishnah is saying is, if you get a kid before 70, it's not going to cost you extra. And if you get a kid after 70, it's going to cost you extra days. Hold on one second. I'm not ready for questions. This is all assuming that you're going to take a haircut at the end of your kid. This shot, the Rosh has to agree with the shot that he said, the second shot on your given moment phase, that after your kid, then you do take a haircut. Therefore, you have to have an extra 30 days. I'd like to read the Rosh inside before we have questions. So, the Rosh, the minyan shemana, mafsik gumbayin in the ziris benay, umigalayach, umayvi karbon, yachach maslam is a Rosh, umayagayach, umayvi karbon. Then he continues his own Naziris. Meaning, you have to cancel everything that he counted beyond 70, because he's not going to have 30 days left at the end of his Naziris. And here, haircut makes sense. The reason he has to add days, Shein taklachas, kachas v'lamed yoyim. Umabsit esalim efreya, shemishmait nevachim, me lose
the 10 days. According to this, if it's less than 70, did the kid make it? Do the haircut after the first?
Yes. You stop, you said kid first, according to this shot. As soon as the kid's born, you take a break. You do your kid's Naziris, and you do a haircut. That's what the Rosh learned. Like one of the two psalms that he said in Yom Gimelim Beis. And therefore, you do a haircut. And after you do the haircut, you have to have at least a minimum of 30 days left. If the kid's born on day 80, you don't have 30 days left. It's going to cost you an extra 10 days. If the kid's born on 90, it'll cost you an extra 20 days. If the kid's born on 71, it'll cost you one day.
But again, the word,
Tiglach,
Now does.
Not this, why?
Because then it was talking about the fact that your kid's Naziris extends beyond yours. Nothing to do with Taglachas. It has to do with the fact that the Naziris extended.
That's isn't Taglachas one of the same as Naziris?
The Rush says that's only if you have to add days because of a haircut. Not when you don't have to add days because of a haircut. That's what the Rush says. Obviously, the first shot will say what you just said. But the Rush is not happy with that. The Rush's first guy will have to say that Taglachas means Naziris. The Rush said it's not a term that's used, but you're only talking about Naziris, not about Taglachas. This shot's so much easier than the first shot. And 1 second, Doctor. It's so much easier than the first shot. I wish this was the Rush's first shot. Then I wouldn't have learned the second shot. Yes. Yes, Doctor.
So if I understand it, I think you've explained very well. The kid's born at day 69. The father assumes the Naziris of the son. Then he goes back. Well, it goes like day 40. Day 40, then he goes back to his own Naziris, which is 30 days. And he's okay. The son is subsumed into the father's.
The first shot.
Right?
Not according to the second shot. According to the second shot, there's no consumption. No whatever consumed is.
Subsumption.
I don't know how you say that, but...
Subsumption.
Right.
So how many days... So day 40, the son is born. The son's Naziris kicks in. Then how many days does he do after day 40?
60, according to the second shot.
Okay, that's very good. That's what I was misunderstanding. Thank you.
Now here comes the next Gemara with a double shot. The Rush does it. Baruch Hashem, he's able to do it. But that's it. After that, it gets much easier. Amar Rav. Gemara. Tetzvav and Aleph. Amar Rav. Yom Shivim Oyla Lekan Lekan. Now the Rush is going to say Pshat and Rav according to his first shot, and then according to his second shot. Remember, he has two pshatim in the Mishnah. According to the first shot, there's an absorption. There's a simultaneous Naziris. According to the second shot, there is no simultaneous Naziris. Zok de Gemara Marav, Yom Shivim Ayla Lekan Lekan. Now, here is what the Rush says. The kid is born on day 70. The kid's Naziris, the son's Naziris starts on day 70. Let's forget his Naziris for a second. If his Naziris starts on day 70, day 30 is number 99. If you do your math, if day 1 is 70, day 30 is 99. Right? Isn't that how it works? Because to do it easy, if day 71 was 1, day 30 would be 100. Since day 70 is 1, day 30 is 99. If you want to count your fingers and toes, it works. Day 70, your kid is born. Day 30 is 99. You do your haircut on day 31. That's the halacha. Day 31 is day 100. But the guy who accepted 100 days, his haircut is supposed to be on day 101. So the kid's haircut is day 100. His haircut has to be 101. How does that work?
Why is this kid? In other words, kid was born on 70.
So his day 30 is 99. Count days. One.
His day 30 is 29.
Again. His day 30 from day 70. Add 30 to 70.
I mean 100.
No, it's not. Because 70 is 1.
70 is 1. Let me see it. I mean,
if 0 is 1, then 29 is 30.
I see.
So the kid's day 30 is 99. His 31 is 100. But if the zeros of 100, can't be having a haircut to 101. But we're saying he does 1 for all. If he's just at 70, he can do the haircut on 100 on the same day. No, he can't. 1 is 100 and 1 is 101. Zuck Rav. You know what that means? That for the, really, Miktas Hayam Kikulai. Really, you should be able to do the haircut on a day 100. even if it's in a series of 100 days, really, midaraisa miktas hayam kekulai. He can rely that the day 100, the beginning of the day is Naziris, and by the end he can do the haircut. Right? We had it earlier that according to the Mandiyamid, it says Naziris is 30 days, but the end if you do the haircut on day 30, it works, because miktas hayam kekulai. Rabbanan came along and said, we don't want you to use miktas hayam kekulai. We want you to wait till the next day. In this case, Rabbanan would say, you know what? Listen to this. Day 70 counted for you in the morning as day 70. It counted for the kid as day 1. Since it counts as day 1, it counts for you as day 71. Well, look at it. That day 70 counted like 2 days. Because since we split it, it counted for day 70 for you and day 1 for your kid. We'll say it's day 70 and 71 for you. And we'll let you take the haircut on day 1, day 100, l'chatchila. Biblically, you can do it on day 100 anyway. It's a rabbinic issur. For the rabbinic issur, we're willing to count day 70 as a two-day thing. The morning will count as day 70, and since in the afternoon you're starting a new count of 1, we'll say this is 71. To fulfill the rabbinic requirement for waiting 101, we're willing to count day 70 as 2. Yom Shivim, Ayla Lekan or Lekan. It'll count for both. It'll count as day 70 and as day 71.
Because?
I don't know. But that's what the Mishnah is saying. That's what Rav is saying.
Because. Otherwise, there's a problem.
Otherwise, there'd be a problem, right? That's why he's saying this. Right?
It would be a problem.
You have one day. He's got to wait a day. Don't
worry.
Just get the haircut the day before.
So what? If it wouldn't have worked this way, you'd have to wait through 30 more days?
For the second haircut.
Yeah. And we want you to do that?
The Mishnah said you don't. That's what Rav said.
I'm saying that's why.
Rav reads the Mishnah. Dr. Rashi. I'm a Rav. Shivim Jai Mayan Lakan or 70. Latest I've been Oil Lakan of the Kat. Kayatad. Noilu Ben Jai Mayan. Oisayim Oil of the Shnayim. Chilosai Kaidim Sinoilu Aben Oil in the Jerusalem. Kilu Hishlimayan. It's as if he completed 70 days. The Saifai Lo Laziris Benay, Umayna Lama Jaim, Ad, yes, that's tough, Ad, or Im, Yaim Kilguf, with day 100, Megaleach B'yayim Kuf, the Hainu Lamed Alef Naziris B'yayim, V'yayim Kuf Lin Zerusai, Havi Kamay Yaim Kuf Alef. We consider day 100 like 101, the Kivan the Yaim Alef, Oyla Lagan Laziris B'nai. Since the day counts for his Naziris, Choshev Kishnei Yomim Linyan is Jerusalem. We're willing to count. Now, why do we do that? How do we do that? How do we count one day as two? Dr. Rush, behind the time, Midaraisa Mutalik Aleich V'Yom Kuf. Really, he could do the haircut on Yom Kuf, Midaraisa. The Mikdash Hayom Kekulai, because Mikdash Hayom is Kekulai. Well, Midarabana knew the Etrichlam Tuni Hayom Kufala. It was a rabbinic requirement. V'Hachach Midaraisa. In this case, they said, you know what? Let's go with the deraisa. Let's make believe that day 70 counted as 2 days, and therefore it'll be 101, good enough to fulfill our requirement, even though really we didn't fulfill our requirement. We'll waive it, but we'll call it 101 because we'll count 70 as 2 days. A loophole. A loophole in our requirement to wait for Kufwal, the 101. Dr. Rush, that's according to the Pshat. That you do simultaneous Naziris. According to the Pshat, you finish one and do the other. With the Yidduch Perucha, Yoyim Alev Maschon Naziris B'nai. Umigaleach Kuf Yoyim Shul Yoyim Lamed Alev Naziris B'nai. You take a haircut on day 101. Umashlam Lamed Nazirusai. And day 101 counts as the first day of the 30. Right, you have to finish. The kid was born on day 70. So day 70 became day 1. Day 99 became day 30. Day 100 is day 31. You take the haircut for his kids in the Naziris. Remember, according to the Rosh's second chapter, there's no simultaneous. Take the haircut for the kids in the Naziris, right? And now, he has to do 30 more days for his Naziris. So the day he took the haircut, day 100, can count as day 1 towards his 30. He gained the day. Because this way, he gained the day, meaning he doesn't have to count 30 past his kid's haircut. He can count their haircut, their 30, with his damn his kid's haircut. That's what he's saying. Well, the Perushi Kama, my first got table, the Pella, she said, Melchor Bam to the Jerusalem Lishnayim. You know, the way I learned the first shot, day 70 counts as 70 and 71. It's a Pella. How does one day count as two? So the Rush again doesn't like his first shot. But he says, the second shot is that it means that the kid is born day 70. Therefore, day 70 counts for his kid as day one. So therefore, his haircut is on day 100. And he can start 100 to count towards his leftover 30. So he takes his haircut. He finishes his 30 on day 129. He gained a day. Let me explain. He would have to do 100 and then take a haircut on day 101. This way, he's finishing his Naziris on 129 and taking a haircut on 130. So his kid's Naziris took off one day. Because Pashtus, you would have said, he finishes 130 and does it 131. He has to have 100 of his Naziris. But because him, the kid was born in the middle of the day, that day can count as one for the kid. It cuts the day off his addition. That he only has to add 29 extra days instead of 30 extra days.
Just in general, when a person does two Naziris one time, let's say a lot of do it simultaneously. So he still brings two sets of korban.
Yes.
Right? So he only has... He only takes one haircut.
Correct.
So that means he's splitting hairs.
No, he's not splitting hairs. It works for both.
He throws it on the
fire. It's a good pun, man.
Yeah. He's throwing it into the fire.
That's right.
He said
it's not market. The hot fire is not market, but that's not the point. He does one haircut for both of yours.
Okay, so let's say a person has to have, and they don't work simultaneously. Can he save half his hair from one haircut?
No, he's going to have to get a haircut anyway. The mitzvah is to take the haircut, not to save the hair. They save the hair when the 3-year-old, that's because the mother can look at it 50 years later and say, hey, that was when he was 3 years old, as if it makes a difference. I'd like to know the mother that 50 years later or 30 years later still has her 3-year-old's hair and trying to figure out, what, you still have it? What does it mean to you?
What does it mean to me?
Yeah.
Oh.
It means nothing to me. I don't even know if I have it anymore. But every mother does it as part of the ritual. You have to save the hair. By the way, the hair grows back, Baruch Hashem. Anyway. That's according to the Rabbana. According to the Lezer, it is ma'akev. We had that ma'akev. It's a mitzvah.
According to Rabbana, it's not ma'akev.
But it's a mitzvah.
Can you split hair?
What do you need to split it for?
For the fire.
There's no mitzvah fire.
You know, what do you do with the hair?
That's the Torah says to do, but that's not the mitzvah. You don't get the mitzvah for bringing hair under the fire. You get the mitzvah for taking the hair off.
I asked this last week, I think, and you said, well...
Again, the hair under the fire is secondary. That's not the mitzvah. It isn't that. I'll tell you what, let's wait. You know what I mean? Instead of arguing about now, we'll talk about it later.
It's about
now. Sayonara, sir? Yeah, it's also about now.
The
No, it's a Mishnah. It's a Tzar Nazir. It's about now. I don't know if it's a Masechtas Nazir, but it's a Masechtas Vachem, and it's a Masechtas a few places. Abay the Zara. Zach the Gemara Vaiter. Frank the Gemara Tanan. Our Mishnah says, Noilai Achivim Yaim, my hipstit club. He's talking to Aitach Oilu Lakan and Lakan. If you're telling me, and this is the key point here now, that day 70, it's day 70 for him and day 1 for the kid.
First shot.
Second shot. First and second shot. The first shot just added it can count as 71. But the fact that it counts as day 70 for him and 1 for his kid is both shot him. It's Guri Misker. It's not he didn't lose, he gained. He gained the day. He gained the day. Because he's cut off a day of the extra 30 he has to do at the end. He gains a day. It's not just that he didn't lose a day. By counting one for his kid, ultimately he ends up gaining a day at the end. Either shot. According to the first shot, he ends up gaining a day because he's taking a haircut on day 100 instead of 101. And according to the second shot, he can start counting his Naziris again from day 101, whereas had he had 100, he would not have been able to take a haircut to 101. Now he can take it to 129. Zog the Gemara, you're right. Elbedinu do I listen to Yachivim. I'm sorry. Right. He's talking like it's Guri Mitzvah. Zog the Gemara, the truth is you're right. The truth is, what he meant to say is till 71 he didn't lose anything. But 70 he gains a day, Taka. 71, since it counts for, let's take the simultaneous shot. If the kid was born on day 71, it would count as 71 for him, and one for his kid, and 72 for him, because he gets 2 days out of it. The kid can take a haircut on day 101. Day 30 would be 100. Take a haircut 101, which is when he would have taken his haircut. He doesn't lose anything. Kids born at 71, we're still willing to overlap it. It's considered simultaneous. Didn't gain, didn't lose. On day 70, he gained today. On day 71, he doesn't lose. So the Mishnah said 70, right? So Rav says, El Bedinu the Gleitani, listen to Shivim. Really, he shouldn't say Shivim. Should say Shivim 71. He should be 20, say for Acha Shivim, since it says afterwards, after 70, Seitzer, take out the word Shivim, Tani Reisha Shivim. That means 70 is Lav Davka. 71 is when he doesn't lose. Zakti Gemar Tashimami Seifa. Neilet Acha Shivim Seiser. Again, Shivim is taken out. It says Perish, after 70 he loses. According to you, he doesn't lose on day 71. So why does it say after 70 he loses? Zakti Gemar, my Achar, Achar, Achar. Achar means 72. The day, 2 days after 70. Frank the Gemara, I don't understand you. The Mishnah is misleading you. The Mishnah says 70 and after 70. And you're telling me 70 doesn't mean 70, and after 70 doesn't mean after 70. 70 means 71, and after 70 means 72. So why don't you say what you mean? Frank the Gemara, you can't do this. You can't say 70 means 71, and 70 and after 70 means 72. It's misleading. Rav argues on the Mishnah. The Mishnah holds that it can't count as 2 days. If the kid's born on day 70, since it counts for you as day 70, it can't count for the kid as day 1. And if it counts for the kid as day 1, then it's your day 69. And there's no gain of a day. Rav holds, that's what our Mishnah holds. And Rav holds that you can have a gain of a day. He's arguing in the Mishnah. He holds 71 is the same, and 70, you gain a day. And the Mishnah holds there's no gain here. On 70, it's your 70, and the kid starts 71. He finishes on day 100, you take the haircut on day 101. There's no extra day to worry about.
This is the case where you say Rav Tana
Upolik. Rav Tana Upolik. Except the Gemara's going to find the Tana that he holds like. But he can argue if he wanted to. Dr. Rush. Isgura Isgur. Havalei lemisni arviach yeh mechad. He gained a day. But then udo lai lisni yad echad. Loi hiv said, ela havalei lishnas ad ayin herviach. It should have said he gained. Now we should have said, he saved achar ayin soyser. So mafsid. Tari reich and ami loi hiv said. But lav dafke doesn't mean he didn't lose. Lav meviach he gained. Tashma, the safe and old Acham Seiser, the Rav and Neilu Beyim Ayin Aleph on my Seiser. According to him, if it's born in 71, why is it Seiser? Have you moved the Naziris Benai to Tzai Chakov? If son's day starts 71, day 30 is 100, take the haircut 101, which is when he was going to take his own haircut. The Tamer the Rav, the Hay Mivlon, you made Naziris Benai, the Tzaych you made Nazirusai. Dr. Rush, I got a problem. It's according to Rav, if the kid's born on day 71, his kid's Naziris ends on day 100. His Naziris end on day 99. Because the way we explained Rav says it counts as 2 days for him. So his 100-day Naziris turned into 99. His kids goes to 100. So then what is the Gemara saying? That it can work. It can't work. And now it's not absorbed. That's the Rosh Hashanah. Again, according to Rav, day 70 counted as 2 days. That means day 71 counts as 2 days. That means if the kid's born on 71. That means his Naziris just got cut a day. But his kid's Naziris goes to 100. His Naziris ended at 99. So it's not simultaneous. So the Raj, the Tamil, the Rav, the Mavlon, the main Naziris, the Nayat, the main Jerusalem. The main Jerusalem shall be a tidy test. His ends at 99. He would name out of oil, the base, the main Jerusalem. The main Naziris, the Nayat, the Shalmi, the Jem Kuf. And his kids don't end to 100. It fits into the 100 that he had said originally, and therefore that's good enough. That's only if it works, that if it gets absorbed, it won't hurt the simultaneous. But if it does hurt the simultaneous, then it won't work. It's 2 days. Now, karka azlo yalu lishnayim. Karka minan de'ino elu lishnayim doesn't count as two. Vazim of law. That's according to the first chat, that a day can count like 2 days. Idik prusha parach, shimnoi lebiyayim ayin alef, einam afsid klum. Doesn't lose anything. Why does it say through 30, 70 he doesn't lose? 71 he doesn't lose either. And the Gemara's answer is, my achar, 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 and shimnoi lebiyayim ayin beis. He's born on day 72. Shmamina achar achar mamish umasnitzin lesa l'derav klaimer lesley l'ha derav. Rav and the Mishnah don't agree. According to Rav, kids born on day 71, let's take the first shot. The Naziris can count now as 71 for him, one for his son, right? And then day 100 is day 30 for his son, day 100 for him. 101, he takes the haircut. Doesn't lose a thing. He made his Naziris 108. The haircut's 101. He made his kids Naziris for 30. Started on day 71. Ends on day 100. Our Mishnah said 70 only. 71, the Mishnah said, is a problem. That means the Mishnah doesn't agree that it can count for him and his son. The Mishnah holds it cannot count for him and his son. It either counts for him or it counts for his son. Rav said it can count for both. In the first shot, Rav said it can count as 2 days for him. In the second shot, Rav said it can count as both him and his son. That, the Mishnah says, cannot happen. The Mishnah says, it can't be day one for him, for his son, and day 70 for him. It's either 70 for him, and 71 is one for his son. And then he does 30, and then he does 30 of his own, because going to the second shot, there's no simultaneous. So at the end of the day, Rav argues in our Mishnah, Rav allows for a day to count as two. Two pshatim in that. According to the second pshat in the Rush, it just means it can count for him and his son. According to the first pshat in the Rush, we're willing to count it as 2 days for him in order to get him a haircut on day 100, which is midiraisa mutter anyway. It's only the drabanan, so we delay it. We will stop here today, and this is the end of the Har Gemara.